So let's talk about this little scumbag. Let's talk about, listen to me. Let's talk about this scumbag, Tim Cook. Yes, I said it. I said it. This little scumbag. Okay? This little scumbag. I'll tell you, if Steve Jobs was alive, he definitely wouldn't have this attitude. He wouldn't take the position that Cook is. He wouldn't. Now, I don't know Steve. I didn't know Steve. Okay? I didn't know Steve. So who am I? Who am I? Who am I to say what Steve would or would not have done? But he just didn't seem like a little scumbag. He seemed like a real American. He seemed like somebody who wanted to protect the United States of America because he was thankful and fortunate that he was able to create such a great company. And the United States was, you know, this backer. I mean, if you think about it, the United States backed Apple. The United States gave Steve Jobs the platform to create a juggernaut. The United States. United States, this is where the people would wait in line overnight, days and days and days, to buy a phone, a tablet, a computer, whatever. So I think Steve Jobs would have done the right thing. Steve Jobs is a real American. This Tim Cook, scumbag. He is. He's a scumbag. So you know by now that the FBI cannot get, they can't get into the phones of the terrorists in San Bernardino. They can't get into the phones. They can't. The great government, our great government, remember the government that spies on all of us? We have satellites in the sky that can, you know, watch us in our bathrooms. They listen on our cell phones. They listen through our computers. You know, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, all this mystic government voodoo, aliens. Remember, we got aliens buried in a basement in Arizona, and that's the technology. That's how we have the technology we got from the aliens. You know all this stuff? All this super secret, heavy, I spy, just... Yeah. And they can't even get into a cell phone. They can't even crack the code of a cell phone. They can dip 0000. Damn, not it. 1234. Not it. 9999. Not it. When were they born? Okay, what's their birthday? 0108. Not it. I mean, that's what they've been doing. They got an iPhone. Okay, they got an iPhone from those monsters, those Islamic monsters, those scum. Those animals. Those vile, disgusting animals. They got a phone. They got an Apple. They got an iPhone that they can't get into because it's locked. It's got the 000 code. You all know. You all got an iPhone. I got one. Every time I want to use it, I got to put in a code. And I don't know how that happened. Somehow the code thing got turned on. I don't know why. I don't know how, but it did. So I made it easy, 0000. So if you find my phone and you want to get on it, you go 0000. That's my code, 0000. It's easy. If you make it too hard, you forget, and you're done. And you know what's even funnier? This is what's even funnier. It had a code. I'm gonna tell you guys the truth. I haven't told this story before. I'm going to tell you guys this, okay? This is, don't think less of me, okay? Don't think less of me. Please don't think less of me, okay? This is an iPhone, I think, 5. I think it's a 5. Might be a 4. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's the one before the newest one. But who knows? There's so many iPhones, I can't keep track. I can't keep track of all the phones. Well, my girlfriend, bless her heart, had a friend. And she, I guess, was at our house at some point. Now, this is going 2 years ago. And she was there. They were, I don't know, doing whatever girls do. Drink booze. Watch Real Housewives of wherever. I don't know. Whatever. And I'm just assuming this is what happened. Well, she left, and months and months and months and months gone by. And we were getting a new couch. And when we were moving the old couch, all of a sudden, this iPhone fell to the ground. And it was like, whoa, what is that? iPhone fell to the ground. Pick it up. It has a lock on it. And a picture of the girl's face. That was at our apartment. That is my girlfriend's friend from 3, 4, 5 months ago. She said, oh my gosh, she must have left her phone here, like lost it in our couch. I said, oh man, this is a great new iPhone. I go, when's the last time you talked to her? She goes, well, she moved to, I don't know, wherever, a different state. I go, well, you got to figure she's gotten a new phone since then. She goes, you're not going to keep it. I said, well, it's been here for 4 months. It's been here. She's had to have gotten a new phone. Plus, she's got a lot of money. She moved out of state. Yeah, I'm going to keep it. So I kept the phone. But what I had to do was break the code. So I had to break the password that was on the phone in order to use it. So I took it to a friend who owns a phone store in North Hollywood. And of course, that friend is Armenian, because only Armenians own phone stores out here in California. And they were able to crack the code, reset the system, and basically give me the phone as it was from the factory. Now, why they can't do that to this phone, I don't know. Maybe because my phone's old and this is the new phone and the new phone's got the encryption on it. Either way, these terrorists, these scumbags, left behind a phone. And our government cannot get into that phone. Yes, the same government that houses aliens and spies on us and are plotting our demise with the Illuminati, Freemasons. They can't break this phone. So they went to Apple. They went to Tim Cook. They said, excuse me, we need you to get into this phone. We need the information on this phone. And this little scumbag said no. This little scumbag said no. Can you believe that? This little scumbag said no. He said, in order for us to get onto this phone, we would have to create some program. This is all tech mumbo jumbo stuff. Some program that will break the encryption. And if we do that, this code that we make could then be used on everybody's phone. And we're not going to do that. And the government said, listen. Listen to me, stupid. We don't want everybody's phone. Okay? We want this phone, this terrorist phone. That's it. We need you to get into this phone. We don't care how you do it. We don't care if you got to make a special program that gets into this phone. You get the information, you put it on a hard drive, you give us the information, and then you destroy whatever program you made for that phone so it doesn't get in the hands of anybody else. We don't care. You just give us the information on this phone. And Tim Cook said, no. Absolutely not. Not going to do it. Imagine that. And you actually have people coming out and saying, good for them. Good for Apple. Good for Apple. It's a slippery slope. Slippery slope. Are you guys kidding me? Are you guys kidding me? You're not going to help the government with this encryption code? Are you kidding me? You know, we're not talking about Americans, okay? We're not talking about your neighbor. We're talking about terrorists. We know they're terrorists. They murdered 16 people. There is no, we just want to have this technology. We're thinking about looking at these phones because we have a tip. This isn't any of that. This isn't some Snowden NSA data collection. Well, this person called Saudi Arabia, it's a hot spot. We want to just monitor their data. We just want... These are terrorists. We know they're terrorists. They killed people. This is their phone. This is their phone. And when you hear people go, yeah, but what's the probability that there's something on the phone? The FBI is already determined that they are lone wolves. Listen, stop. Stop, everybody. Just stop. Enough. The FBI is determined. Listen, you know how long it took? Hillary Clinton should be indicted right now, okay? Yeah, the FBI is independent. Comey, they're all replit. Ultimately, the President of the United States, ultimately, he controls who's going to get indicted. Come on now. what's going on with Hillary Clinton, if that was Marco Rubio, he'd be done. If it was Ted Cruz, they'd be done. Please. Please. The notion that the notion the no the notion the notion that there's nothing on this phone because they acted alone. And in turn, the information is a slippery slope because it could lead to other people's phones being hacked. That's asinine. It's disgraceful. It's un-American. And it's exactly why Donald Trump and the word nationalism is winning. Your country first. A deep sense of pride for your country. What Tim Cook should have done was said, give me the phone, guys. Just give me the phone. Give me about a week, and I'll give you guys a drive with all the information from this phone. Deal? Okay. Done. End of story. End of story. End of story. It's the scumbags that defend Apple. It's the scumbags that say every tool that protects our privacy and liberties against oppression, tyranny, madmen, and worse can often be used to take those very precious rights from us. But like we protect our Second Amendment rights, we must not let some of the negatives stand in the way of all the positives. We must stand up for our rights to free speech and liberty. It's like, really? We're talking about we're talking about gun rights. We're talking about free speech rights. It's a terrorist phone. It's a terrorist phone. Two individuals. One from Pakistan / Saudi Arabia. And another that was born here in the United States, who's a traitor. These two individuals slaughtered. 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 15, 16 innocent individuals at a Christmas party. They pledged their allegiance to ISIS. This isn't about gun rights. It's not about privacy rights. It's about their phone. This is why. This is why you have, what, 61, 65, 7? Listen, this is why you have millions of people that despise liberals. And I can't believe, and I always go by 67, 61. I always go by that number as far as millions go. I always go by those two numbers because that's who voted in the last election. I can't believe out of the 67 million liberals that voted for Obama, every single one of them feel this way. Oh, you can't force Apple to create a program to crack the encryption of that phone? That's a slippery slope. Where does it end? What? I don't believe 67 million liberals believe that. I don't believe that. That is a minority. A minority believes that. A minority believes that. A minority believes that. This is so anti-American. It really is. And I don't believe Steve Jobs would have handled this situation like that. I do not believe Steve Jobs would have said, I'm not going to help you get into the terrorist phone. Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So sue me. Not going to do it. I don't believe Steve Jobs would have done that. I believe Steve Jobs was a real American. Tim Cook, he's anti-American. Anti-American. He's a scumbag. And so is Mark Cuban, who's defending Tim Cook. He's a scumbag. People should boycott the Dallas Mavericks basketball team. That's what they should do. Mark Cuban, scumbag. This is amazing. So now the federal government basically issued, a judge issued a court order. Issued a court order to Apple and said, all right, well, now we're going to force you. So they got 5 days to file a brief. I mean, imagine this. Apple fighting the federal government to protect murderers' cell phone. Is this I'm telling you, it's liberalism hijacking our country. And we as nationalists need to crush these people. We need to crush these people. How does this happen? Seriously, how does this happen? I mean, Apple, why? I mean, you want to talk about just throwing, forget shade, just throwing pounds of manure. Just throwing pounds of manure. In this great country's face. I mean, this is a company that has billions of dollars sitting offshore. This is a company that has billions of dollars sitting offshore that they will not bring back into the United States. Because they don't want to pay the taxes on that money. They're waiting for that day that a president says, hey, all you corporations that have billions of dollars offshore, we will give you a deal and tax you 5%. That way you could bring all that money into the United States. That That's Tim Cook. It's like, this guy is the biggest piece of crap in the world. The government, I'm not going to crack the phone of murdering terrorists. And then he tells the government, and I'm not going to bring the billions of dollars back to this country because I don't like the taxes. They're too high. This guy is garbage, and he's the leader. Apple is the leader. Apple is the leader. Remember that. Apple is the leader of having money offshore and not bringing it back due to the taxes. Scumbag. Tim Cook, scumbag. Mark Cuban, scumbag. Protect terrorists. Scumbag. Unbelievable. Unbelievable scumbags. Man. How these people can protect terrorists. Hey, listen, I need you to crack this code. That's it. I need you to do your iOS. Just crack this. That's it. We don't want to know how you do it. We need the information on it. We don't care. Give it to one of your, call Steve Wynoski. We don't care who you call. Go in the basement, get the information off the phone, give it to us on a hard drive. That's it. That's it. That's it. Nobody's giving up a right to privacy. If you are saying it's giving up a right to privacy, then you are comparing yourself to murdering terrorists. If you are sitting there saying, well, this is an infringement on our rights. Our? What do you mean our? You're a terrorist? You're a terrorist? What, are you kidding me? This isn't the government saying, hey, we want a bulk data collection on Apple products and we want to do codes with the iOS. And are you kidding? No, it's one phone, one incident. That's it. End of story. Why is this turned into a free speech and liberty? I could easily pivot this into illegal immigration. The same thing with the argument of, well, once you apprehend an illegal, you can't detain them for a certain amount of time. They have rights. What do you mean they have rights? Well, courts have deemed that illegals have rights. Why do they have rights? They're not American citizens. What the F is going on? Why does an illegal have a driver's license? Why does an illegal get benefits? What is going on? What is wrong with this country? Illegals get driver's license. Illegals get benefits. Illegals get funds for college. And you have Americans dying in the streets. Americans dying in the streets. You got Americans being slaughtered by terrorists. And the government says, hey, we just need to look into their phone. That's all. Help us, Apple. No, that's a slippery slope. What's slippery slope? Are you a terrorist? We're not bulk collect. We just need this phone. We just open the phone. Open the phone. Keep the phone. Give us the information, you scumbag. How have we? Uh, Why? 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 Why are we? Why? 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 I don't know. Slippery slopes. Slippery slope. Talking about terrorists. I'm not talking about Americans. I'm serious. What is becoming of this country? What is becoming of this country? That's all I want to know. What is becoming of this country?